Last year, Governor Brad Little vetoed a bill that would have paid money to those wrongfully imprisoned in Idaho. As James Dawson reports, the bill is back, but it might still be in conflict with Little's office.
Senator Doug Ricks sponsored a bill last year which would have given those exonerated $60,000 per year wrongfully spent in prison. It would have also given them temporary health insurance and free tuition at state colleges and universities. Idaho is one of 15 states that doesn't have a wrongful conviction compensation program. The bill passed nearly unanimously, and the legislature gaveled out of session in March.
And then the governor came back and vetoed that legislation. It was a bit of a shock to me.
In a letter, Governor Little said he admired the spirit of the bill, but that it could put unfunded demands on the state's schools and insurance fund. Ricks introduced a new version of the bill yesterday, which slightly increased how much money people could receive, but wouldn't cover tuition or healthcare costs anymore. It still requires people to file their claims in court, something Little said should be filed with a state board instead to cut down on legal costs. It now awaits a full hearing in a Senate committee. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.